Here's a final roundup on the subject we've been discussing in previous episodes. To once again quote the Medrash in Keheles Rabbah, Torah sha'adam lamed ba'ilam hazeh, the Torah learned in this world, hevel hi, is just hevel, translated as vapor, air, heat, gas, something that passes. It's hevel of netirasei shel Mashiach. The Eitz Yosef says, sha'az, in the time of Mashiach, siv, it's written in the scripture, Yeshayahu Navi says, umala ha'aretz deya, the world will be saturated, filled with knowledge. So in a world that's saturated and filled with knowledge, our world and our Torah will simply fade into irrelevance. The Rebbe pointed out many times that this does not mean we shouldn't take our Torah study seriously. It's true, the Medrash calls it Hevel. It's also true that the terminology Hevel, lifted from Shlomo HaMelech's prose in Keheles, doesn't mean something that is valueless. The Rebbe points, for example, to the fact that in the Keheles Rabbah, it states clearly that the Zayin HaVolim, that the seven things that Shlomo HaMelech identifies as air, vapor, gas, something that doesn't have any lasting value, are keneged, they correspond to Shivas Yimei Bereishis. And the Medrash goes on to enumerate the details of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in each of the days. And the Rebbe points out that that includes the notion of Eretz Yisrael, sacred soil, the Dira B'Tachtonim, the holy dwelling place that God yearns and craves for, including the Beis HaMikdash. Furthermore, the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, when it speaks about various reasons as to why Yerushalayim was destroyed, also talks about the fact that the study of children was interrupted. And then, on the subject, the Torah study of children, the Gemara says, Amar Reish Lakish Bishum Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Reish Lakish stated in the name of Rabbi Yehuda the Nasi, Eina Eila Miskayim, the world, the universe, does not exist, Ela Bishvil Hevel Tinoikas Shobeis Rabam, save for the breath generated by the Torah study of children. And from the fact that we talk about this notion of Hevel, we talk about this notion of the breath of the children's Torah study, that indicates that Hevel is not something to laugh at. The Tzemach Tzedek, in many of his Maimarim, emphasizes that the Hevel Tinoikas Shobeis Rabam correspond to the notion of Hevel V'Ro'as Ruach, that there is this notion of Klipa, of dark energy, an energy that's devoid of godliness. And the only thing that counterbalances the great force of Klipa is the force of Hevel Tinoikas She'ein Bahem Chet, the breath that's generated through Torah study that has no sin and no inequity or imperfection. And the point then for us is, our Torah for today may be Hevel, but Chas V'Shalom, said the Rebbe, for a person not to value the Torah study of today, and in the end, it is the Torah study of today which directly will lead us into the Torah study of tomorrow. Perhaps this is especially true when we speak about the learning of Inyanei Geula U'Mashiach.